What's up, everybody? We are back with Hell's Kitchen season 17 premiere. It is the all-stars in the building. We got all-stars in this building, and we're going to get to it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, where's our lights at? We need some lights. Steve, where's our lights? Yes, give us some lights. It's the season premiere. Dang it. And I had no faith. Poor me, I had no faith. Our boy Steve is the man. Shout out to our engineer Steve in the building, holding it down. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. The Hell's Kitchen. We are back. Oh, it's so hot. So hot. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. As always, you can find me at The Poet Sing all day or every day. And you can also check out my website, stayinthemic.com. Next to me, someone new to our panel, ladies and gentlemen, it is none other than Ashley Chaney. Yay! Hey!
Hey! The best intro ever. Hey, everybody, what's up? My name is Ashley Chaney. I'm so excited to be here with these gentlemen tonight. You can find me all over the internet at Ashley on Camera. Let's talk.
Let's talk. Yeah. And of course, unfortunately, he came back, and he's still on the panel. We just can't get rid of him. See how the music stops when it's time to introduce him? You know, that's how it is. Now I'm playing. It's my one since day one. Frank Moran, what's up, man?
Not much, Lem. I'm excited. Another hot... Yeah! Got the finger points. Yeah. Lem loves that dance move.
I hate it so
He loves
much.
It. He loves it. He loves it.
No dice?
No.
I'm excited to be back as well, too. Although I'm going to say up front, everybody, I'm a little disappointed that this there's a nice wide open area on this table that would be great for like some snacks and some treats.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm about to get it.
Yeah. And
I'm going to speak on it. But yeah.
All right, great. Yeah. I'm just a little prelude to to what you're going to say, Lem.
Exactly.
If you want to follow me, you don't have to because Lem doesn't. I'm social media at Happy Go Jackie.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a guest in the building to start off our show. He is not a stranger here at our AfterBuzz studio. He's been here before. We love to have him because he's always mad energy. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Travato!
Well, yes. Thank you. I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
By popular demand.
It's good to be back. Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Love myself some AfterBuzz.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know,
of course I do.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Hell's Kitchen All-Stars. It's going to be an exciting season.
I know. I'm super excited. I'm glad you're on it because I'm wouldn't be All-Stars without Josh.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'd be like, where's Josh?
Crazy. But I do need to say that you're a chef and this is a cooking show. And you didn't bring us any food.
I know. You know, I was wondering who you were getting that.
Feeling kind of some kind of way, Ashley.
I also promised some baked goods, so I thought maybe I was going to catch it. But I'm so glad that it's actually you. You probably should have done it.
I make no promises. Okay, promises. Mm. And here's the thing: I'm a guest. Shouldn't I have snacks and treats?
No. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way.
Next time. I promise.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
I'll make you some curry. You like curry?
Absolutely.
I love me some curry.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, we'll get this place smelling like curry.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
That's what we all want.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have additional guests via the phone. We have another person that's going to be on this season, and he is no stranger to Hell's Kitchen because he was on there before, which is why he's on this season. Ladies and gentlemen, on phone, Nick Peters Bond, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Nicky P.
Hi, Nick.
Nikki, gorgeous. What are you wearing, huh?
Nikki P.
I can't get to see you. Where's that gorgeous face of yours? I know you can see mine.
I know it sucks. We wanted to get him on Skype, but we weren't able to make the correct connection. So we do have you on the phone. Nick, thank you so much for joining us, especially because you are on the East Coast and it is later there.
Yeah.
So you're staying up for us. So we do appreciate that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's dive into this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do that. So first of all, it is the All-Stars. I'm really excited that he brought, All-Stars back in.
But first of all, I want to know, is he the one that really really made the phone call to you, Josh? Did Chef Ramsay pick up the phone and say, Josh, I need you back?
Chef Ramsay called me up on my phone and told me he wanted me to come back to Hell's Kitchen.
That did not happen.
Are you serious? I mean, it was amazing. You know, it's anytime somebody so prestigious in the industry can call you and just, oh man, Gordon Ramsay called me on my phone. You know, it was,
like, on his cell phone number? I think
he had a little block.
Some block call.
I like Josh, but you know, we'll give him a minute.
Nick, did you get a call?
No, he didn't even call me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you just showed up?
Yeah, I just showed up. I wasn't even invited.
He's like, I'm here. I heard you doing it in Hell's Kitchen. And it's All Stars, and I'm a star. So I'm here.
Great. I thought I saw you there, man.
Okay, so Nick didn't get a call. Josh got a call, rolling my eyes really strongly. It's 16 chefs, and they all come back, and they're from several seasons. I did notice that everyone was either in third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth place.
Yeah, really black jacket territory.
Right, exactly. So all black jacket, which I think makes sense.
Yeah.
You got to give a black jacket. He dove into some early seasons, though. We had people from season 5, season 7. I love how when Ben walks in, he's from season 5, and people like don't even know who he is. Who's this guy? Like,
I like Ben. Ben's a good guy. Yeah. Ben's a good. I don't know who he is before. But who's Ben?
Yeah,
I love
him.
Right. You had no idea either.
I do like him better with the full beard than the goatee.
You said you liked him better with the.
Well, I like him better with the full beard
with
now
the full
than the
beard.
Goatee.
Oh, yeah, than the goatee situation. So let's just run through them real quick. So we had Millie from season 14, Ashley from season 15, Giovanni from season 5. That was another deep draw.
You said Ashley. I was still like, who's Ashley?
Right. Like, hugging him.
Exactly. Everybody. Jennifer from season 9, Jared from season 15, who we saw recently. Very familiar with Jared. Nick from 14. Robin from 10, Barbie also from 10. I think there's going to definitely be some friction there. Dana also from 10, Van from 6, Amanda from 15. Y'all remember Amanda? I remember Amanda. She had the kids and she was.
I'll never forget Amanda. I'll never forget her.
Amanda was doing that. Yeah. Michelle from 14, Ben from 5, Benjamin from 7, Elise from 9, and of course, yours. Our one and only Josh from 14. Oh. So, Nick, you're from 14. So you and Josh were on the same season. First of all, I'm sorry you had to endure that. I really am sorry. No, just joking. Just joking.
He's not. Nick's not.
But when you, it was a few people from 14.
Yeah.
Josh, what was your experience in seeing like everybody coming in and seeing like familiar faces?
Honestly, I was really happy to see Nick, even though maybe it wasn't reciprocated, Nick. Huh?
That was
not until, that's not
pretty awkward.
Oh, I know you love me. I know when you close your eyes, I know who you're thinking about at night.
Yeah, that was kind of awkward. That was a little.
I love it, though. I mean, no. I mean, me and Nick, we did have a bond, right, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really. They really did. They didn't show really much of that on season 14. They just showed us fighting. So it was interesting to see how that kind of played out. So everyone thought we were enemies, but we actually got along on our initial season and this season as well.
Yeah. Oh, word. Oh, that's cool.
When you walk in, do you look at everybody from your season as immediate people like, all right, this is my safe harbor?
Or I believe they're allies.
Yep.
That's the way I think. You know, it's their familiar faces. You know, you've mm-hmm. worked with these people before.
Right.
You understand, you know, what works for you of them and also what doesn't, you know. So you're gauging brand new people from season 5. It's like, oh, my God, like, does this person even remember what it's like to be in Hell's Kitchen? Right. We had that experience recently.
Yeah.
You know, we were just in it, and it's like, oh shit, again? Right. It's like, we're doing it again?
Absolutely.
You know, it's so.
Ashley, cool. Did you see any of the contestants that, like, kind of like, they're gonna get into it?
Yeah, well, yeah, my gosh. Well, first, I mean, I have to say, this is my first real go at Hell's Kitchen, you guys. So I'm introducing to a lot of brand new characters, so full confession, but I'm in it. I love it. And I thought right off the bat, I'm like, who? Also because she has my namesake. I'm like, who's this mm-hmm. Ashley chick? How does she know everybody? And how is she so flexible with every single person that walks in the room?
Right.
I was like, I didn't see her flexibility.
And then my thoughts, you know, I was so interested that we were going to have both of you guys on as guests tonight because I wondered what it's like in real life. I mean, I had this whole frenemy sort of conspiracy that you guys were maybe like secretly best friends and playing it up for the cameras. So
there was no playing and there's no secrets. There's no playing.
Nothing like that.
And there's no secrets. No, it's everything you see is very real. Like our reactions to each other, the response. response. It's so pure, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. that's how we felt.
Right.
You know, but, you know, it's a competition. And when you're in the heat of battle, all you feel is the pressure at times. And you have to do what you got to do in order to get out of that hole.
Yep. I want to ask Nick. Nick, was there anyone that, when people were coming in, was there anybody that you didn't want to see?
He told you.
I mean, besides Josh. Yeah.
Well, Elise, I actually...
No one wanted to see Elise. Yeah.
From, I think she was on season 10.
She was on 9.
Same season as Elise.
She was on 9.
On 9.
Uh-huh.
So I've actually worked with her. So I was...
Nikki.
This girl from my season, her and I didn't get along. And just from hearing about her and watching a couple things online, I was definitely weary to see how she was going to react to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will definitely see plenty of that. Right. For sure.
Does everybody agree that, because I know, Jennifer was mentioned, like she's the most hated of all time. Yeah. Do we all agree Elise has got that title?
Well, I didn't know who Elise was when I got there.
I love Elise.
And
just saying, I love.
With her was an experience. Yeah. I mean, I've never met anybody like that. I met a lot of people, and I've never met a human being
like that.
Very interesting.
I remember season 9, and I remember season 9 vividly because of Elise. Like, I remember even when she got eliminated, and you know how they kind of went back and showed that.
Great cry face on that.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. But I remember her, and I just remember like how her season went and how she was just hated by everyone. There's been some strange and hard to get with or get along with characters throughout all, 17 seasons.
I've been one of them. I've been one
but,
of those.
But yeah, she's definitely I don't want to say she's the most hated, in my opinion. Like I said, I like her because at the end of the day, I feel like she worked hard and she really wanted to win.
If she wasn't pretty, would you like her as much?
Of course.
I feel like people love to hate her. She's one of those people that people love to hate.
I think so.
But Lem, you admit that when she flexed, you're like, yep.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Yeah. She's strong.
No.
Yeah.
Like, not
who doesn't want to date a girl
like,
that can kick their butt, right?
Right, exactly. I don't want my girl to have bigger muscles than me. I just, that's a rule.
That's why I wear long sleeves.
I know. Chaney got guns. Yeah. Would you guys agree that Robin and Ashley could be twins? Like, I was looking at them, and I'm like, yo, they look so similar. No one else thinks this?
Well, if you're thinking, like, the good-looking twin and the kind of not-so-good-looking twin.
Ooh, like the movie twins?
Yes.
Bang. No one's going to agree with me on this.
I will ask, though.
I like different things.
Okay.
What I like is what I like.
Okay.
I mean, Josh, a lot of energy. That's what you bring. Yeah. But now you're going to Van's in the party as well, too. Van... Oh. Yeah. Who's got more energy, you or Van?
Honestly, I'm looking at Van like, I don't know how he's still going. Like, yeah. I mean, he's red in the face just screaming all the
time. Is he always red?
I think he's a very excited person.
Always red. Okay. Right. His season, he stayed red.
Okay.
He stayed blue. He was the color red on his season. And
always ready to go.
There you go. So we see Chef Ramsay. He ends up introducing you all, the chefs, to the public outside of Hell's Kitchen.
Can I also ask that? Because when he goes out there, he goes, the VO says, press and super fans were invited to the season kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that none of us were there.
No, we weren't there.
Tell them what's up.
I don't know. I did not get the call. I didn't get the call from Chef Ramsay.
You have his phone number, though, now. Right. So we can call him.
Yeah, we need. I'm glad you put that up.
I'll FaceTime him.
I did not see myself in the crowd.
Nope. I looked for myself, and I was like,
was I there?
Because
I should have been there.
That's a shame, right?
I mean, you know, anyway. But yeah, we weren't.
I mean, without you, our speech doesn't come across.
Basically. I mean, I don't know if there's any other after shows for us.
That's what I was
thinking. I think we're the only one. So,
all right, let me call him.
Anyway,
let me talk to him.
You holler at him. But he does introduce chefs to the public outside of the newly revamped Hell's Kitchen. And then we do see Christina Wilson coming back as one of the sous chefs who we've had on the show, and
she's really cool.
And
See
him. Yeah, is she. And new chef James Jockey Petrie.
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
Well, Chef Jockey, I'd never met Chef Jockey. I didn't know too much about him. I knew of him a little bit.
Right.
But honestly...
Because he works for Chef Ramsay's companies, right?
He's one of the guys. Like, okay. He's the guy. And very intelligent, really great at what he does. Knows exactly what to do when, you know, maybe somebody doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a great person to have in your corner. And I learned so much just from being, you know, around him.
Right.
I wasn't necessarily cooking on the line constantly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I may have been a little rusty. So this is something I needed to pick up fast.
Sure.
Right. We don't have time on Hell's Kitchen. There's no time. There's a lot of other things coming at you, but not
right.
time.
Right.
So, you know, that was something I needed to dive in. I needed to dip into his knowledge.
Absolutely.
And that's what I did. I really did. And I learned quickly, you know, on my toes from him, just talking to him and asking him questions. And he was really willing to teach. Great guy.
Word.
Really great.
Nick did, he was talking about the Hell's Kitchen, obviously it's a sound studio, but it being revamped. Did you notice any major changes when you were there? From when you were on your season?
I would say, like, aesthetically wise, it did change. Like, our dorms were definitely different. And the actual setup inside the restaurant was different. But it's pretty much the same concept in terms of the red team versus the blue team. So not too much changed.
Okay.
But I think it's more just, like, the way it looked.
The way, aesthetically.
Yeah. It was nicer. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was really pretty.
Yeah.
It was nicer.
The bar was awesome. I mean, it was... Kind of.
Yeah, I didn't notice that bar before. It was
awesome. Like
that was
something
new.
As soon as you walk in, I mean, they really did a great job. They really went all out. I mean, I was impressed.
Okay. Speaking, we were talking about Superfans earlier. So AfterBuzz TV is basically a company of Superfans because we're all Superfans of this show.
Right.
Ashley has something to say about that.
I do. Yeah. So Hell's Kitchen's getting a revamp, and you guys may have noticed that our own channel itself looks a little bit different, and that is because we are restructuring the way we provide content to you guys, so it's nice and easy to navigate. So, for example, this channel, you're going to be finding us on a reality competition channel, so that's where you can find us now. But we've got 9 different verticals for you guys, all kinds of different genres. I'm going to read them off, so get ready. We've got comedy, drama, sci-fi, superhero, fantasy. That's one right there. Reality competition, which is where you'll find the likes of these folks right here.
Oh.
We've also got animation, wrestling, sports, red carpets and events, and featured and original. So some cool stuff coming that's original and produced by AfterBuzz ourselves. So as always, we want to hear what you guys want to see and what you think of the new, you know, interface and all that. And if you have any questions or feedback in general, we want to hear it. So make sure you talk to us. You can always email us at info@afterbuzztv.com, or you can find us all over social media. And we're super active there too. So let us know what you guys think of our makeover.
Hey,
yeah.
I like that.
I mean, AfterBuzz, there's nothing like AfterBuzz. And this is amazing. You know, I'm not just saying this because I'm on here. You know, I talk about you guys, and it's awesome. I talk about you guys.
Nick's like, well,
Nick,
I
don't you do
something.
It, Nikki. I know where you are.
Josh, you're
come,
ridiculous.
No, but it's great, you know, because it brings the fans. It brings the fans. I'm very ridiculous. It brings the fans and us, you know. Together.
Closer
and it's
together.
Important.
It
it's
is
important,
a bridge.
You know, because without the fans, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
I really wouldn't.
Right.
And they're what keep you going too.
Absolutely.
Honestly, like when it sucks, it's like, you know what? There's somebody rooting for me. This is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you. You know, it keeps you going.
Absolutely.
It's the best part.
Thank you, Josh.
We're gonna have you do our
right, exactly.
I'm here for.
I'd love to. I'll be here for a little while until they flip the table.
Exactly. Also, the prize. There's always a prize at head chef position, and there's no stranger to this. This is actually, if I got this correctly, it's a new Hell's Kitchen restaurant that's going to be in Vegas at Caesars.
Correct.
So I'm wondering, like, Hell's Kitchen. So, Nick, going to you, is it going to, from your understanding, is it like Hell's Kitchen in the sense like it's shown like what it is on the show, like as far as setup and all of that?
Yeah, so I think the way they're going to do it is it's going to be kind of like you're watching a TV. Mm. So I think it brings Hell's Kitchen to not everyone, but everyone can make it to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of brings it to life. So I think that's the way they're going to set up the restaurant on the inside.
Wow.
Cool, that sounds
that's
awesome.
I think that's a field trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
field trip would be
yes.
an order, yes.
Yeah. Remote,
that's right.
remote
I think
production.
We should do that.
Get together with Ryan.
Exactly.
Yep.
Hey, Ryan. Shout out to Ryan, winner of last season's of Hell's Kitchen, who... Her restaurant that she works at, Yardbird, is amazing. I've been there a couple of times.
Of course.
But they're actually going to be opening one up here in L.A.
Oh, wow.
If it's not open already. So, yeah, shout out to that.
That is a real field trip.
Exactly.
We should actually.
Absolutely. A real field trip.
Let me already get a connection there for a free meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying, man. Don't hate. Don't hate. Let's get into these signature dishes. So he flipped the script on y'all, which was kind of cool.
He loves it.
Right. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. That's the one thing about Hell's Kitchen is you think you got it pegged, and then they're going to do something, and they're like, oh, wait, I didn't notice that.
Sorry?
Exactly. And so you guys he was asking people, like, what is your signature dish? And you're, like, naming all these things.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Right, you knew it was coming?
Oh,
yeah,
of course. He's asking me silly questions.
Exactly.
Come on.
I mean, you know, but still it's cool to know that it's going to be
course.
Different. So basically what you have to do is he has you open up the lids, and there are ingredients that you did not choose.
Sure.
And you basically have to make a dish out of that, a signature dish. out of that, and you're going to face off with someone from the opposite team that has the same ingredients, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. And so you had what?
I had a steak. I had a filet mignon. Okay. And mushrooms. I think I had oyster mushrooms, potatoes, asparagus. And I wanted to make some gnocchi. I'm Italian. You know, I had already planned on maybe doing something that represented my culture and who I am.
Gotcha.
So I had some things in the bag ready to go.
Gotcha.
It's just, you know, I like a flip of a script.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to keep you on your toes. And we're in Hell's Kitchen, you know. I'm not expecting the norm.
Right, right. So is there, why did you get 2 points?
You know, Lem, you lost it, man.
I was waiting, I knew it.
I was like, I'm waiting to get slammed.
I just wanted to know. But for real, like, did you feel confident? Did you feel like it deserved it too?
You know, well, my steak was overcooked, for sure. You know, I sliced it. You don't slice a filet mignon. It's,
right.
I was a little rusty. You know, I haven't cooked on television in a while.
Right.
Do nerves get you still? Like, do you still get nervous?
No, I don't get nervous about things like that. I think I'm more comfortable being in that situation. I guess it's when you have to start cooking. you know, it's it's time and temperature. And time and temperature, you know, on television is
it's difficult.
It's just different. Yeah. You know, it's at home, I mean, shoot, I can do whatever I want for you, you know?
Right.
And I take all my time. I'll talk to you while I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's on the show. I can't talk to you while I'm doing this. I can't tell you about what I'm doing. I can't take my time. I can't have fun with it. I got shit to do.
It's a different situation.
It's just a different situation, for sure.
Nick, you had the scallops, and you scored better than Josh.
By only 1 point. It wasn't that much better.
That's okay. We'll give it to you.
How are you with scallops? Do you work well with scallops?
So Barbie made a comment during my judging. I didn't actually cook the scallops. I cooked the stuff that came with it. So everyone kind of took a shot at me for that because we had 45 minutes to cook, and she was like, he didn't actually even cook anything. And I did cook stuff.
They were raw.
But the person I was going against was Michelle, and I kind of saw the direction she was going in, so I wanted to do something completely different.
Got it.
Her and I also went head-to-head in our season 14, and we got the same exact scores, and she beat me again.
Oh, wow. I can see a recurring theme with this, because you have a lot of people that had went together, a lot of enemies from previous seasons, so I definitely think that'll play into the makeup of the way the show is going.
Sure.
The good thing is that I did like no one got eliminated this particular episode, so we got to see everybody.
Well, it was awesome. I feel like Chef Ramsay wanted us to, you know, enjoy it too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it is the All-Stars.
Right.
I mean, anytime I watched an All-Star game, I think those people had fun.
Sure. No, you know? Of course. Absolutely.
So that's what I would have hoped. That's what I would have hoped.
Did anybody think, though, that Van, Elise, and Benjamin could be the ones that would get fives?
No.
No.
No. Not. I don't think anybody did.
Not
I mean, I think Elise scared the plate into a five. Maybe. She frightened it.
She did. I didn't think. And also, I always say I'm not a chef. I'd make a mean hot pocket, and that's about the extent of my cooking ability.
Yes.
But from what I understand, lobster is difficult to work with.
Yeah, lobster.
As opposed to like chicken or 100%. Steak or something like that.
Yeah.
And to get two fives off a lobster, I feel like that's pretty good.
That's tricky.
Yeah. No, honestly, I mean, I saw it and it looked amazing. But you know, lobster gets tough.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah. You can only cook it for a minute.
Exactly. So I think that's good that they got fives from lobster.
Yeah.
And then you had there was a big disparity with Benjamin and Robin. He got a five and she got a one. The only one.
Her dish was a mess.
Yeah, her dish was a mess.
Oh man, her plate.
Yeah, and she actually, because she got that one, your team, both of your teams, you guys won
victorious
by one point. And
awesome.
So
I'll
you got,
take
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
a win is a win is a win.
Win is a win. And you know, we see that a lot with Hell's Kitchen. It happens a lot.
But Chef Ramsay says right at the top, though, he says if you get a one, then what are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So I mean, that's got to be just sinking into Robin's head because she's quite questions
it.
She's
asking the tiger's eye. She's going to fix this juju. It's going to turn this
exactly.
She's got it set. She'll
yeah,
right.
It's the eye of the tiger.
It is. I don't know. I feel like when she was on her season, she was very hit and miss. Like sometimes she did well. She was just not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean, it's been some time. So it seems like, I don't know, just got the best of her. But, like, again, no one else got a one. She was the only one, and he did make that statement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be curious to see how that, you know, obviously I feel like she's definitely going to be on the chopping block for her team. If her team loses at dinner service, that they're definitely going to be looking towards her. I mean, depending on how well she does, but she does appear as of right now as a weekly.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, but you guys got to go to the Sky Slide downtown.
Yeah.
What was that like? What was that?
Speaking of having fun.
My huge body on the glass slide.
That was horrifying.
I love it though. You know, anytime I can feel excited or crazy or on the side of a building, hey, why not? It's Hell's Kitchen, You don't get to do this every day.
Exactly.
Ramsay don't call you every day, right, Nick?
Yeah. He doesn't call Nick at all because he didn't get a call.
It's a pretty short slide though, right? I've had friends say it's kind of short. Yeah. It's a short ride.
When you're over 250 pounds, it's like, there's glass and it's like anything can happen, right?
Right.
I mean, but it was exciting. It was awesome. And I got to see Marino and
Marino.
Marino's the best. Yeah. Marino.
He's cool. His restaurant, too. Shout out to his restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love him. Really he didn't take any of us.
Not true.
He's a good guy.
We were there together.
Yeah, at Desana.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He's a great guy. He's a good person. He's got a great personality.
You couldn't go. Don't do that. You couldn't go. Stop it. Anyway.
I say, though, that this has, I think, the lamest VO ever that I've heard in Hell's Kitchen as we're kind of winding up the men's celebration there for on the slide, as the rest of the men enjoy their victory slide. Come on. Get out of here with that.
Get out of here.
We'll take it, though. I'll take that.
Take a victory slide.
Because it's not going to always be that way.
Right, exactly. No, for sure. Nick, how was it eating at Wolfgang Puck's restaurant and him coming out and joining you all?
Being served by Wolfgang.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot better than the slide portion of the quote-unquote reward.
Sure.
The food was amazing, and then it was awesome that Wolfgang came out and sat with us, and he actually ended up talking with us for a while.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Nice.
That was awesome. I mean, to get served your dinner by Wolfgang Puck and sit next to Ramsay while he's doing it, it's like, wow, it's
awesome.
Amazing. It's a blessing for sure. It's not something I'll ever forget.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite dish from Wolfgang? Both of you.
Well, I'm a dim sum guy. I love, I love Asian food. It's probably some of my favorite cuisine in the whole world.
Me too.
But that lobster, it was so good. And it's a very traditional way of doing it. They season it up, they marinate it, and then they fry it, and then they season it up again. And it's just
wipe the drool off.
You talk about lobster cooked perfectly.
That's
lobster cooked perfectly.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
that
it.
Was it.
That's Nick,
it.
What about you?
I think I agree with Josh. All the dim sum, we tried so many different things.
Oh man, so
yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
Wow, I need to go to that restaurant. I've always wanted to go.
Yeah, you have to go.
Yeah.
No. It's worth it. I mean, we didn't pay for it, so it's definitely worth it.
That's true.
Right. No, for sure.
Well, we paid for it. We paid for it, all right.
Yeah. Be honest, though, guys. How long did Ramsay stay with you guys? It was just like one bite, gotta go, guys. Peace out.
He paid us mind. He took the time. I really believe that he does care about us. I mean, I felt like he's always cared about me. I've never not felt that he didn't.
I guess that's why you got a call. Nick didn't.
but I mean,
yeah, he doesn't care about me.
Right.
And he stayed.
He did. Okay. I like that. We talked about Robin getting in line with their tiger's eye.
Yes.
So
she's a maniac.
That.
Have you bought yours yet, Lim?
I'm sorry.
Did
no,
you buy yours?
I did not. Next week.
Okay,
next
cool.
week. I'm going to get next week.
Bring it in.
I'll bring it in. next
please.
Show. Absolutely. And of course, there's always a punishment for the opposing team, and they had to kind of clean up the area of the superfans, break down some stuff. And we do see that Elise was being Elise.
Yep.
And wait a second. I don't get that one.
Yeah.
The girl, she bodybuilds, she works out, and then all of a sudden she's fragile?
Did you not see her season, my man?
Oh my! I didn't watch her.
That's her. That's her. If she don't want to do
I was
something,
like, oh,
she's not going to do it.
That's a person. People are like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I don't know. I know I have my own things. I get it.
Right.
I know that I'm tough to work with sometimes. But,
right.
It's like when shit hits the fan. I'll help. I will.
Sure.
But it's like, I was like, oh my God, if she was on my team when she did that.
I have to believe that she's playing up, she's playing to her the own character that she's built.
Yeah, Cruella DeVille.
But I feel like part of her thinks she has to live up to her evil.
Those puppies. Those poor puppies.
Right. I think you're right. I mean, she's known, you see her, people say that. Mm-hmm. She's that. What was that, Nick?
I was cringing when I was watching the whole scene.
Because we didn't get to see it.
Right.
We weren't there. We were busy with Wolfgang and
Trevor.
Exactly,
and sliding down slides in downtown LA.
We were busy.
And it doesn't help that she got a 5 on her meal, and they lost. So then she's sort of like, I was the guy. I was the star. I'm not lifting this bleacher.
It's nice to see it.
No, she doesn't want to do something. She doesn't do it. Wow. That's kind of how she is. And I feel like that's how she's going to play up to her character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
this whole season, you know, and we'll see how it goes with, you know, with the other girls on her team.
Good luck with that.
Right, exactly. So you did have a challenge before the show ended. We did get to at least know what your challenge was. And so we got to see the lovely bar. And Chef Ramsay was there, and he said they're going to have a bar menu for the first time ever in Hell's Kitchen. And each of you chefs have to come up with a dish that will be served, and whoever has the best overall dish actually gets an immunity, which is kind of dope. And you're safe from elimination. And then that was it.
Is the bar split red and blue too, so that each kitchen would have different items ordered on there that to fire up?
No, the bar is it's one bar. The kitchens are split, but the bar we did share. So we did have to communicate with the other team as to what was coming out and when. So there was the All Stars was for real. Like this was unlike anything before. This has never happened. It was never like this intense before. You know, this was a professional competition. You know, this was, we had to communicate, we had to be on our things, we had to take care of what we had to take care of. There was no loose ends. You know, it was kind
because
of like,
everyone's at a certain level.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we had to be buttoned up. And that was the theme throughout the whole competition, was being buttoned up.
So So would you say, that being said, do you feel like it was a different or better experience or tougher experience than when you're regular
season? Honestly, I enjoyed it much more this time.
Okay.
I really did. I just found much more enjoyment this time. I opened my eyes. I smelled the roses. You know, my ears were open. My eyes were open. I really enjoyed it.
What are you talking about?
I really enjoyed it. Nikki.
So I enjoyed it. Okay.
I did.
What was your experience, Nate? Because he's obviously in La La Land over here.
I've been here for a while.
Well, that's per usual. But I do agree that it was a lot more enjoyable this time. I think it's because we've already had the initial first experience kind of out of the way.
Right.
So going back into it, we kind of had an idea of what to expect, kind of. There are a bunch of curveballs and that sort of thing, but I had a lot more fun this time around. It was definitely more challenging, but I think everyone's kind of, well, most of us have grown and like and gotten better since our original season, so it was a lot more fun.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad to hear. I'm excited because I feel like
it was more intense.
Yeah,
though. It was.
I
much
feel like
more
the intensity will be increased like because sooner. It's more competitive.
Yes.
And I feel like you know, we've done this a lot, Frank.
Yes.
And we tend to see the first few episodes. There's so much dead weight because it's so many people, and you know, there's a lot of people that are just not gonna win.
Sure.
They're just not. So they're just there either for the drama or they're just there as just fillers, and then they just kind of get weeded out until it gets to the top, you know, 9 or 8 or something like that. So to have a top, you know, 14 that or 16 that is already buttoned up and ready to go, all of them, you know, being 6 or higher, all have black jackets on their seasons, I think it makes for a good season.
Yeah, honestly, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great season.
Yeah. I can't imagine, I mean, and certainly you can't talk about it since we haven't seen the episode yet, but I can't imagine that first dinner service, though.
Wow.
You all have to be thinking like, dear God, please don't let us get thrown out. Don't let us get thrown out.
That's the worst part.
That is the worst.
100%.
That is definitely the worst.
And then you find yourself going, oh man, I'm back in Hell's Kitchen?
Like,
oh boy.
Let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Hey. All right. So,
Josh, who wins?
Yeah, exactly. Really easy.
Thought?
Just tell us now.
Oh, okay. You got money? That's funny. You got that.
Here it goes. Here it goes. negative.
Well, watch the show and you'll know who wins.
There it is. So, Frank, you predictions. You
know, it's tough. Because with Elise, you know, as entertaining as she is, and she got to third place in her season, so she definitely has some skill to back it up.
Right.
But the attitude, I just figure like, I don't know if you could take somebody that's not going to be a team player in both, you know, the rewards and the punishments. I mean, the punishments are key. You've got to be a team player with that, too.
Right.
Would you want somebody like that leading your restaurant?
Right.
I just wonder, like, as entertaining she may be during however long she's on the season, I just don't know if I was Chef Ramsay, would I say, like, yep, I want her running my restaurant.
Okay.
Is that somebody that I could think I could run a restaurant, could lead a team when somebody doesn't want to just, if they don't like what they have to do, they just kind of check out.
Got it. Do you see any, I mean, obviously these are all, you know, talented chefs. That's why they're on this season. Do you see any front runners after this first episode?
I mean, Josh and Nick, of course.
Right.
I mean, besides, well, this guy's smart. I was waiting for it. I'm like, hey, come on, bro. I'm like, I mean, not besides, right
those are given. Those are given. We've already established that. But besides them.
I'm kind of curious about Benjamin.
Okay.
Because I really liked with him. I mean, he comes in. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've seen him. He delivers a little 5-star. And he just kind of had like a really kind of like zen approach to it as he was kind of during his little sound bites as he was delivering his signature dish. So I'm kind of curious about what he's doing.
Table, yeah.
There's a lot of talented people there. I mean, you could see it, you know, and people did get better. And from the episodes that I watched of these people, I mean, they did get better.
Get better from their seasons.
Yeah, from their seasons. Van, Benjamin, like, these guys are good.
Yeah.
And watching them, I had fun with these guys, too, you know. But this is a competition. Nobody wants to lose. Absolutely. Nobody likes to lose competitions, you know. So it gets heated. People get red.
All right, I will ask, like, playing this game, not coming back a second time, because I feel like the biggest thing is, like, when the men start, like, tearing, or either the men or the women, they start tearing each other apart and down. Do you feel like, and they want to just like sell somebody out during dinner service so they get eliminated? Do you think like the better move is to stay strong as long as possible?
Well,
and then start, you know, once you've eliminated the women or has got them down to as low as possible, then start worrying about eliminating each other?
If you're intelligent, right?
Yeah.
Some of those girls were very mean. Like some of those girls were some of the meanest women I've ever experienced in my life. I just was like shocked. I was like, oh my God, like this is a person? But, you know, yeah, I mean, anytime you have to have a team, you kind of want them to be locked arms. Like, I don't want to stab my teammate in the back, because then I know that they might do the same thing to me. Not yet.
Right, not yet.
Nikki sharpened the knife.
It's too early.
He's got the knife sharpened.
It's too early.
Oh, I know he does. He's got goggles. He don't want to get blood in his eyes.
All of that. Ashley, what about you on the red team? What do you see as any front runners on the red team?
Okay, well, so here's my thing just in general with predictions. I'm terrified to make predictions because I'm like, so it's just, I don't like to make commitment. I don't like to make commitments.
And if you're wrong, we'll take rules.
I feel your energy. I can tell.
Okay, but I will say that I always want to root for the underdog. And anytime somebody whips out a crystal, I'm like on board. So
what?
Whips out a crystal. Wait a second.
So I'm Team Robin. I want to see how she comes back from this, from the whole salmon incident, and so I'm very interested in Robin and her journey, and that's kind of who I'm pulling.
Okay. Salmon fiasco.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Jeez. That's great.
I don't want to be locked down.
Voodoo's real, I guess. It's right?
So voodoo real. Is real.
Man, that's a shame.
I think for me, it's difficult because, like I said, everyone is pretty sharp. I do like the fact Elise is on there. I feel like when she was, and I know she's
you love her.
He loves her.
Listen.
I don't know how I can handle this.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. When I watched her season, I felt like she could have won. She sabotaged herself because of her attitude and because of, you know, because she got third. I think she could have made it to top two and possibly won. But her attitude messed her up. I'm just curious if that's happen again. Because I think she does. She's very talented. Again, not counting you two because we already know you're at the top. But I also agree with you and seeing Benjamin and kind of seeing what he's going to be able to do, you know, with getting that 5 and doing his thing. And he does seem kind of like, I'm not going to get involved in the drama. I'm just going to worry about it. I mean, so far.
Yeah.
There's many. Many more.
Next episode. Son of a bitch.
Right. He starts hitting people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So far. But I think it'll be interesting. But it is hard to tell because, again, everyone is so buttoned up and good.
Isn't
it
amazing how you never know what's going to happen in Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the best part. Yeah, the predictions are all null and void. It's cool, though. It's amazing to have a show like that. You just never know what's going to happen.
Sure. No, absolutely.
Well, I mean, we joked around, but I mean, Nick's really going to bring it home for us and tell us what the deal is. Right, Nick?
Right.
Come on, Nick.
So, yeah.
For us.
Nothing, Nikki? He's Mom's busy. He's got stuff to do.
He's like, nah, it got me, son. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show.
Awesome.
First of all, Josh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you
for
so
being
much.
Here with us. And Nick also on the phone. Thank you so much for being with us via, where are you at, Massachusetts? Where are you calling from?
Yes.
Massachusetts.
Yep, Newburyport, Massachusetts.
Newburyport, Massachusetts.
Newburyport.
Oh, I said a whole different name. I made up a city.
There might be.
I got you, Nick. Don't worry. Anytime you bash me, I got your back, brother.
Hey, Nick, is there, for fans that are watching this or watch the show, is there a restaurant you're working at or is there a business that you can promote that people can come check you out and taste your food and all of that?
Yep, so I'm currently managing and bartending at Mission Oak Grill, which is in Newburyport, and then I'm also starting my own catering company called Kitchen Isle Catering and Events, which I'm super excited about, so everyone should stay tuned for that.
Awesome.
Right, Lem will be out there soon to get a meal. Awesome.
There you go.
I will definitely go out there. I will go places for some food, That's right. Telling you. Also, Nick, where can they find you on social media if they want to follow you?
Twitter is at Private Chef Nick, and Instagram is Chef Nick 1124.
1124. There it is. Josh, what are you doing? Where can people find you?
Oh,
you're here in
Josh.
LA.
Josh is doing everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Josh of all trades. Well, I'm managing a restaurant right now.
Okay.
In Hollywood. Uh-huh. It's called Franklin & Company. Come see me. Come
you're
say hello.
Managing a restaurant and couldn't bring us food. I'm just saying.
I said I'm managing. Cool. And okay. I'm auditioning a lot too. I do different things. You know, okay. I'm not a one trick pony, you know, the Josh of all trades. So. Yeah.
Josh, you're
a couple commercials.
he did say he's doing some things.
Done some things. Yeah, acting. Whatever I can do. You know, I believe that life is more than one thing. You know, I love cooking. Cooking is a big part of my life.
Sure.
And sometimes when you're good at something, it's not always what you want to do your entire life. But this is important to me. You know, food is, it's got me to where I am today.
Absolutely.
And it'll get me to where I am tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I love life. I love you, Nikki. But I love that it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what circumstances you grew up with. You can be anything that you want in this world, and I love that.
Word.
I love that.
I mean, Chef Ramsay can't live forever.
He can't live forever.
Right. I mean,
I hope
Josh.
He does. He might live forever, man. He's got
forever in my heart.
Yeah.
That's true. There you go.
That's how it
is. You can follow me on Instagram at Josh Travato for real, the number 4. And Twitter at Huge Joshman.
Boom.
And should we set the reservation up now for Lem to come over to the restaurant?
Come on, see me. I'm serious. Okay,
yeah,
please.
We're all going to come.
You better. Yeah. If you don't, I'll be upset, actually.
Okay, we're coming.
Yeah, please.
We're coming. It's done.
No. You know that, Nikki.
You heard it here after the buzz.
I'll be upset.
Actually, I don't really go. Yes.
TV exclusive.
Yeah.
How it goes, Lem will go, and we'll see all the photos on social media. That's how it'll go. Yes.
Ashley's gonna come.
I will definitely be there.
Yeah,
I will find you.
Exclusive.
It's exclusive, son.
That's great.
Oh man, that's dope.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you for tuning in. Those of you in the live chat, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you continue to follow us and our new network. This food challenge network that we have established here at AfterBuzz TV. So once we have Hell's Kitchen going on, we have some new shows coming after Hell's Kitchen. It's going to be super lit and tasty. I've been your host, Lem Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint. All day, every day, and on my website, stayonthemic.com. Ashley, where you at?
Thanks, guys, for watching. You can find me, talk with me, everything, all over the internet at Ashley on Camera.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and see how I get sad when Lem goes to great food places and doesn't invite me at Happy Go Jackie.
Never happens. Anyway, but yeah, be well. And we will have, for those of you missing, Robin McSweeney. She will be back with us next week.
She is
on the panel. She stays busy, so that's why she's not here. But she will be on the panel this season, and we're excited to have her, and you'll see her next week. Until then, peace.
Hi, Mom.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.